Now, in order to generate the curve, all we have to do is connect the dots. One temptation would be to connect all the dots with linear segments as we did to draw the supply curve in the previous tutorial. But again, there is a fundamental difference between this case and that case. In the previous tutorial, each coordinate represented the case for a large number of producers. In this case, each coordinate represents the situation for only one producer. Therefore, we cannot connect the dots with linear segments. We must do it in a stepwise fashion. The first horizontal segment goes from 0 to 1 at a height of $500 and represents the first producer, Sylvia. The second horizontal segment that extends from 1 to 2 at a height of $600 represents the second producer, Juan, and so on and so on. The resulting curve is still our famous supply curve. It gives us information about how many apartments are rented at different prices.